A new lawsuit accuses publishers and Apple Computer of illegally fixing the price of e-books. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
Class action litigator Steve Berman loves his Kindle, and he fondly remembers the days when e-books were cheaper.
I love getting $9.99 books. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at my thing going, why is everything $12.99? What happened?
A year and a half ago, five big publishers announced that they would start setting the price of their e-books instead of retailers like Amazon, which had been selling e-books below cost to attract people to the Kindle. It's legal for publishers to set the price, unless they conspired to do so. Berman says they did, with the help of Apple and the new iPad. The companies won't comment, but industry expert Mike Schatzkin says the publishers had good reason to want to break Amazon's ability to dictate the price of e-books.
After a while, Amazon would say, you know, we're really tired of you guys charging us $15 for these books we sell for $10, so you know what, we're going to start paying you $6. And if Amazon had a big enough share of the business, they wouldn't have any choice.
Publishers are breathing easier now. Schatzkin says since last year, Amazon's share of the ebook market has dropped from 90% to about 55%. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.